Hello, this is astrologer Shelly Entin, and this is one of the podcasts for the week of September 15th to the Sunday following, which is the 21st. This is the podcast that's going to give the information on the 29-degree Virgo solar eclipse. That's on Sunday. And there's a little bit to say, so I will leave it another podcast for the daily forecasts and the information about other changes this week, Mercury entering Libra and Venus entering Virgo. So this is a very difficult chart to look at. It is 3:54 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Washington, D.C. However, it will not be visible. That's the one saving grace, in my opinion. Being under the shadow is more intensified. I do see that, and I do still think that's true. Some astrologers don't, but, you know, I still do. So the actual shadow for this last eclipse of 2025 isn't big at all. You'd need to be in New Zealand or somewhere in the South Pacific between New Zealand, around New Zealand, and the upper portion of Antarctica. That is where you can see this eclipse, but it's still a partial eclipse also. So it'll look like a bite was taken out of a cookie or something. It won't be a full coverage of the sun. So don't buy a ticket unless you want to go to New Zealand, which looks like an absolutely fabulous place. I am having trouble with this reading because it is so intensely reflecting something that happened in the United States just a couple of days ago. And I don't want to get into that because there's been so much of what we always get now, instant communication, Uranus and Gemini, that may or may not be carrying truth, but could possibly be with Pluto and Aquarius, secrets and manipulations. So it's difficult. And the reactions and the emotions that keep, you know, we keep getting bombarded, okay? And it's difficult. And I keep trying to get the reactions, see the reactions, say nothing, and then, you know, try to restore my own inner peace. And I think that is helping me, and it's probably helping the environment. The matrix of the planet to do that. Now, the 29th degree of Virgo is an ending, and the solar return, or the solar eclipse, I should say, is the ending of something in the outer world and the beginning of something new. And so we can see the mundane. But because I'm tempted to say things I don't want to say, I'm going to try and just leave it in personal world, like most astrologers do. So we have just come off this new moon in the south node energy of things we're trying to uplift into the 29th degree, which is the ending degree of a cycle, in not just the sense that the solar eclipse gives us, but in the sense of this being the last degree of the sign and there are no more aspects. So it came off the opposition to Saturn, retrograded back into Pisces. So within ourselves, we are looking at a big shift. And in Virgo, it could have something to do with work, And the way we are maintaining things in an organized way, you know, you may be looking at health and, you know, coming to the end of a certain way of dealing with health, or coming to the end of a certain problem with health would be, you know, the great one to have be a change. Where in your chart does 29 degrees of Virgo show up? That is where it will also be manifesting. So if it's showing up in your first house, it's going to be about your literal identity in the world, where people see you through your ascendant. They also see you if it's in the 10th house of your chart, because that is your public life and career. So those are the two places where the identity factor of the sun is what we see, is going to undergo transformation of some kind. Now, if you have been confused about the path ahead, which many are, that would have been that opposition to Saturn in Pisces, especially Saturn in Pisces feeling like the structures are dissolving and feeling fear or victimized in some ways. So this is, it's important to notice that this has moved off that exact opposition. It's still an orb, but at the eclipse, we have gone through it and we are moving out of it. So we can begin, when we begin, when the sun goes into Libra and the moon goes into Libra before it, we can begin to go in our new direction, or start to open up to that new direction in those areas. So if it was in the second house, it would be how you manage or get finances. It would be values, and it would be possessions. So something could shift or change about that area of your outer world. And then in the third house, it could have something to do with your neighborhood or your siblings or your family that includes aunts and uncles and cousins. This is something that could be a new way of behaving in the environment itself around you. It could be that you will be doing things differently in how you manage or keep things, again, organized. And you maybe have done a lot of analyzing in, if it's in the third house, because that's what we think. Or you may have wanted to take classes, or you may be just ending up a series of classes or learning or things that you've been reading and information gathering, and you're going to move into a different realm. The home. If the eclipse is in the home, this, in some cases, and you have to have a lot of other aspects supporting something like what I'm going to say, a change in the home itself. But it could also be in the perfecting of the home. You've been dealing with ideas about how to transform your home to make it more workable, or, you know, clean it, or, you know, work in the home office. And also the bathrooms is Virgo, two places for that. So this would say, okay, this project, this particular state is over. And now you're going to be seeing a change and a new direction take place there. In the fifth house, we're looking at the area of self-expression and creativity. We're looking at children also, and romantic energies and entertainment energies, as well as investments. So that's where you would see this emphasis on the Virgo perfection, the Virgo organizing and analyzing and working, that will start to move towards a different outer world manifestation. Well, this is the thing. The end is followed always by a new beginning, just like every new moon is followed by a new cycle of the moon. Sixth house, we are looking at the house of work and service and health and employees, also co-workers. And so we also see the small animals, which are pets, in the sixth house. So again, an ending, a new beginning. This may be a new job. This may be a new regime for your health. But it may be just a change in how you're approaching these things. Again, as I said, we are doing limited astrology when we give these types of information out, because you would have to see it with other aspects if it was a major, a new job or a change of job, and that would also be seen in the timing if you're getting a reading of the chart. Seventh house, legal matters, contracts and agreements, the marriage partner or the important people, you know, the absolutely necessary people in your life. This is a place where, again, there can be a shift, a change, an ending, a new beginning in that realm. And in the eighth house, we're looking at the shared resources and also commitments and the money that comes from loans and inheritance, insurance, taxes. And we are going through a shift, definitely, in the United States. I just got the new assessment because it was going to happen. You know, everybody else is getting it, so we're going to get it, about how much tax to pay on the home. And, you know, I'm sure other people are getting it other areas. So a change and a new beginning is going to take place there. And maybe even in some of the levels of commitment or, you know, what you have perceived as the right way may change. Ninth house, higher education and in-laws, foreign cultures, foreign travel, long distance journeys, philosophy and natural law. So you've been, perhaps you've been pursuing a study to help you with work, or a study about something that can help you with a health issue. You may be changing or finishing that study now and moving forward into something new. And so you may see something happen in the in-laws that shows a big shift or change in their lives. And I've mentioned the 10th house of public life and career, its reputation as well. That's the consensus mind thought. So your relationship to all of that area may undergo a change. A boss, an authority figure, that can change if you have this in the 10th house, this solar eclipse and a new beginning. Different person. That is your authority. 11th house is our group affiliations, our friendships, our hopes and goals for the future. And this is also the place where, you have the eclipse, you will find changes in those areas taking place, or how you deal with or organize, or, you know, have your energy into those places may change. They may stay the same in your life. And the 12th house is going to go into, at this time of the year, actually, the ancestral connection. You may learn something, they come to an end of exploration about, you know, how the ancestors have made influences on your service and work and how you manifest in life. I mean, I can tell you, I can track into my ancestral line. The only one I couldn't find, I found out when I moved up here, why did I do energy work with my hands? And I knew that I had a grandfather that I never, well, actually a great grandfather that I never met, who was a lay preacher in the South. You know, I didn't know what that meant. And then somebody said, oh, it's laying on of hands. And I went, okay, and there is that one. You know? So we get the inheritance. And some of this can be a problem, also because we don't notice it, because it's 12th house, so there were secrets there. So we might be able to come to the end of a secret about our inclinations towards certain health issues or work issues or fears of not being perfect enough or unfortunate need to overserve, which is very Virgo. It comes to an end. Something causes you to shift gears and move into a new pathway there. So keeping it focused on our individual charts, we see this. Of course, it will be seen in the outer world. It always is seen in the outer world and in all the other countries of the world. But we'll see it as we are experiencing it specifically and not as a blanket statement of what is. So now, a good news factor in this is that Jupiter is at 21 degrees of Cancer now. It is expanding in the ideas of compassion for particularly people who need to feel secure, and also an expanded need to feel secure. And this is moving toward, it's in the degrees that could create a helpful opportunity to this ending to the solar eclipse. And it is also going to go into a trine with the Saturn energy that is retrograding in Pisces. It will actually do that first. But we are looking at some benefits. Something expands into a benefit area. Right at the 29th degree in the chart of the solar eclipse is also Mars at 29 Libra, the warrior for truth and equality and peace and all of this. Well, it's shifting. And actually, the day after, on Monday morning, Mars will leave Libra and move into Scorpio. And I'll talk about that more in the next week podcast. It's going to stop being as visible what Mars is doing. So we will talk about that. However, we also see that in Washington, D.C., Mars is in the house of laws and foreign lands and natural laws, and it is, you know, it's been a champion for certain things, but it's going to be finished with that and in a different mode, which is very like the ending and new beginning of a solar eclipse. We'll see how this is going to function in the world. Other things, so we still have that trine between Uranus and Pluto, from Gemini to Aquarius. And I really feel that the more we lean into our own intuition and and the feelings of the psychic knowing and visions of the North Node in Pisces, the more we will be on track about what is in our lives, what's being presented to us, and what we should think about it instead of listening to every talking head other than our own. You know, Mercury is at 5 degrees of Libra at the solar eclipse. And this is in a grand trine in air. This helps us in terms of our own personal ending and new beginning. Mercury in Libra is going to be weighing and trying to get different points of view and, you know, maybe won't settle too easily on a decision, but it is working best in trine to Pluto in Aquarius and Uranus in Gemini. So this is where it can come out of the fog it just went through with a Mercury opposite Neptune at zero. It's a world degree, very powerful degree, Aries. And it's retrograding there. Of course, Neptune will soon be back into Pisces also. But it's there at the beginning of the Mercury transit, which we'll talk about in the other podcast, into Libra. This is a time when the clarity can start coming back if we lean into these other parts instead of just simply the rational, analytical mind, not just the logical mind, and not the opinions of everyone else. We know. I mean, I had an experience with omens this week to help me know that my decision was correct. Yes, but I still ask my friends. And that's because of my moon sign. It just must do that. But it was the right decision without having to listen to other people support it. Okay. So we also have the Venus energy in Virgo now in that solar eclipse chart. And she's just come off the square to Uranus in Gemini. And she's also moving toward a square to Vesta in Sagittarius. Vesta has left Scorpio. She's still very close to Juno there, but she is now very concerned with beliefs and actions that are taken for those beliefs. And so the Venus energy in Virgo is trying to perhaps bring some teaching energy into the situation, or restraint into it. Don't go so fast. just let's take a look at this. But yes, this is a different hearth fire for Vesta now. And I think world energies, other cultural energies, what's going on there is already a big focus. And I think it will become even more so for some people, definitely. So keeping the peace, yes, internally is probably a good idea. We still have Chiron and Eris and Okiro together in Aries, late degrees. They are in conjunct, the eclipse. So there's, you know, all of this movement to rattle cages and, you know, get certain points of view seen has been there. And it's going to not be a focus for this new movement out of Virgo. We are going to see the shift, and we'll see what it looks like when we get there. think that is mainly what I would like to tell you. And it's plenty to process. So I will end this particular podcast and wish you the best with the 29 degree Virgo solar eclipse that is coming in Eastern time, Eastern daylight time, 3:54 p.m. on Sunday, the 21st. Of course, the day after that will be in next week's podcast, and that is the equinox, the Libra energy comes in. And I'll say goodbye for now.